Mar-a-Lago has been in the headlines for the past few months, thanks to the now infamous FBI search of former President Donald Trump's Florida residence. In today's episode of the Mayoin podcast, we're going to talk about this iconic location for American presidents. The woman who built Mar-a-Lago in the 1920s, Marjorie Mary Rever Post, made the mansion an official presidential retreat in the winter. She named the Palm Beach property Mar-a-Lago, which means from the sea to the lake in Spanish, because there is the Atlantic Ocean on one side and Lake Worth on the other side. In the 1920s and 1930s, Florida played the same role as it does today. It was a resort for the elite to visit Palm Beach. When Post died in 1973, she bequeathed Mar-a-Lago to the federal government for use as a retreat for presidents and diplomats. She wanted to make it a winter White House. In December 1985, Trump bought the property from the foundation for $5 million. In 1995, Trump transformed his private residence into the Mar-a-Lago Club, as we know it today, where the initial fee to join is $200,000. Fast forward to 2017, former President Trump started referring to Mar-a-Lago as his own winter White House. During his presidency, Trump hosted world leaders at the estate, including Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and China's President Xi Jinping. After his presidency, Trump moved to Mar-a-Lago full-time. Described as Trump's paradise, it is clear that the man feels more comfortable at Mar-a-Lago than in the White House. With Biden's term soon coming to an end, many wish that Donald Trump could stay in his Florida mansion and never return to the White House. That's a wrap for today. Stay tuned for another episode of the Mayoin Podcast, the only podcast to explain what's being said and what's happening only in America.